Mexico's 40-hour work week amendment reaches its final stage. Key insights. On Labor Day, May 1, 2026, a decree was published in the Official Gazette of the Federation, Diario Oficial de la Federación, DOF. Reforming several provisions of the federal labor law, Ley Federal del Trabajo, FLL, to incorporate the modifications and new obligations arising from the recent amendment to the Political Constitution of the United Mexican States, Constitución Política de los Estados Unidos Mexicanos. Quick hits. The standard work week in Mexico will decrease from 48 to 40 hours, by 2 hours per year starting in 2027. A 6-day schedule remains permissible. Non-compliance carries fines up to $586,550, Mexican pesos, $33,117.39, with potential criminal implications under labor exploitation statutes. The FLL amendment details what the Constitution provides and establishes additional employer obligations to support the gradual reduction of the workweek. Key changes. Under the federal labor law, amendment reduced weekly hours. The standard workweek will decrease to 40 hours by 2030. The working week will reduce gradually by 2 hours per year to harmonize FLL with the constitutional amendment published on March 3, 2026. The schedule is the following: 2026, 48 hours, 2027, 46 hours, 2028, 44 hours, 2029, 42 hours, 2030, 40 hours. Rest days. Although the reduction to 40 hours may suggest a 5-day workweek with 2 rest days, the amendment preserves the right of employees and employers to schedule weekly hours by mutual agreement. This means that a 6-day schedule is still permissible, provided the weekly total does not exceed the applicable cap and the daily maximum, daily shift of 8 hours, night shift of 7 hours, and mixed shift of 7.5 hours, is respected. Overtime restructured. Overtime will be capped at 12 hours per week by 2030. These 12 hours may be spread over a maximum of 4 days per week, with no more than 4 hours of overtime worked on any single day. The 4-day and 4-hour limits are independent caps, not a multiplier. If an employee works beyond the 12-hour weekly limit, the law requires the employer to pay those additional hours at 200% more than the regular hourly wage. Even at this rate, an employee may work no more than 4 additional hours. Minors are prohibited from working overtime. It is worth noting that the reform simultaneously reduces the standard workweek and expands the permitted overtime from 9 to 12 hours, according to the following: 2026, 9 extra hours; 2027, 9 extra hours; 2028, 10 extra hours; 2029, 11 extra hours; 2030, 12 extra hours, electronic time tracking. The amendment requires employers to implement electronic time tracking for hours worked by each employee. The statutory deadline is January 1, 2027, but implementation is subject to criteria and guidelines to be issued by the STPS, which have not yet been released. Noncompliance will range from MXN $29,027.50 to $586,550, approximately USD $1,175,877 to $33,517.39. No sector-specific exceptions. One aspect of the reform that has generated considerable discussion is the absence of transitional regimes for specific industries, something that recent reforms in other Latin American jurisdictions have included. What employers must take into account. Even though some obligations under this amendment depend on action by the Ministry of Labor and Social Welfare, Secretaría del Trabajo y Previsión Social, STPS, employers may want to consider the following factors when preparing for when the amendment becomes fully enforceable. The amendment establishes a fine of 250 to 5,000 units of measure and update, UMAs, which is equivalent to MXN $29,027.50 to $586,150, $1,000 USD, $1,675.87 to $33,517.39. For employers that fail to comply with the provisions regarding overtime payment and work shift scheduling, failure to comply with overtime limits and the payment of overtime may have criminal implications, as this is directly related to the latest reforms regarding the human trafficking law. Mandatory electronic time tracking creates a documentary trail, and increased STPS inspection authority, combined with the explicit linkage to anti-exploitation statutes, means overtime non-compliance could escalate beyond a labor dispute into a criminal matter. However, this is still pending, and STPS needs to issue its regulations. To avoid non-compliance with the provisions of the amendment regarding the scheduling of the workweek, employers may want to ensure that they have sufficient evidence to demonstrate that they have agreed upon this with their employees. Employers that fail to comply with electronic time tracking requirements can be subject to a fine of 250 to 5,000 UMAs, which is equivalent to MXN $29,027.50 to $586,550, $1,000. $1,675.87 to $33,517.39 USD. Preparing for implementation. Given the reform's gradual implementation, employers may want to approach implementation as a gradual compliance program rather than a one-time adjustment. In our experience, the areas below are where early action tends to be most beneficial. First, and perhaps most urgently, employers may want to review and update internal work regulations, Reglamento Interior de Trabajo, employment contracts, and overtime policies. Employers may want to ensure that any agreed-upon scheduling of weekly hours is documented in writing, as the amendment places the burden of proof directly on employers. Second, employers may also want to conduct internal diagnostics of actual hours worked in order to determine the actual steps that need to be taken. Third, timekeeping systems capable of recording entry and exit times, ordinary and overtime hours, rest periods, and holidays, with data retention and auditability, are likely to be needed and may have a practical impact on data privacy notices. Fourth, budgeting for each phase of the reduction, including overtime differentials, additional headcount requirements, and Social Security contribution increases, is another area that deserves attention early. And finally, employers may want to conduct periodic reviews of shift structures, staffing, and compensation budgets as annual two-hour reductions continue through 2030 and overtime caps expand in parallel. Ogletree Deacon's Mexico City office will continue to monitor developments and will provide updates on the cross-border and wage and hour blogs as additional information becomes available. Pietro Stralino Rodriguez is the managing partner of the Mexico City office of Ogletree Deacon's. Natalia Marino Moreno is an associate in the Mexico City office of Ogletree Deacon's. Maria Jose Bladenieres is a law clerk in the Mexico City office of Ogletree Deacon's. Follow and subscribe. LinkedIn, Instagram, webinars, podcasts.